Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Coronavirus Essential Podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Batra, and I'm going to be taking you through all the key updates of COVID-19 from India and around the world. Let's start off with all the vaccine updates first. Russia has released the first batch of COVID-19 vaccine, known as Sputnik V, into civil circulation, and the supplies of the medication to the Russian regions are expected soon. And that was reported citing Russian Health Ministry. The Russian Health Ministry has registered the first vaccine against COVID-19 developed by Gamaleya National Research Center of Epidemiology and Microbiology and the Russian Direct Investment Fund. Moving on, the World Health Organization is now in talks with India about joining the COVAX Global Vaccine Allocation Plan, a senior WHO advisor said on Monday. India is certainly eligible, like all countries in the world, to be part of the COVAX facility, and discussions are ongoing in that regard. That was what Bruce Alvord told in a briefing yesterday in Geneva. Now, he also said that we would welcome Indian participation. India has extensive experience with vaccines. Moving on, the prospect of vaccine to shield Americans from the COVID-19 infection emerged Monday as a point of contention in the White House race, as President Donald Trump accused Democrats of disparaging for political gain a vaccine he repeatedly said could be available before the election. "It's so dangerous for our country what they say, but the vaccine will be very safe and very effective." That's what the president pledged at the White House news conference. Trump leveled the accusation a day after Kamala Harris, the Democrats' vice presidential candidate, said she would not trust his word on getting the vaccine. She said, "I would trust the word of public health experts and scientists, but not Donald Trump." Moving on, Kirill Dmitriev, the head of the Russian Direct Investment Fund, has now confirmed that the Phase 3 clinical trials of Sputnik V COVID-19 vaccine will begin in India from September onwards. The third phase of the clinical trials of the Russian COVID-19 vaccine will also be conducted in Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Philippines and Brazil. With that, let's move on to all the updates from India now. The total confirmed COVID-19 cases in India have now risen to 42,80,422. India has recorded its highest daily death toll from the COVID-19 in more than a month on Tuesday. Even as new infections slowed down, data from the Health Ministry has showed this. The Health Ministry said 1,133 people had died of COVID-19. The Health Ministry had said that 1,133 people had died of COVID-19 in the last 24 hours. That's the highest since July, taking the total mortalities to 72,775. But the daily new cases were at 75,809. That's lowest seen in the last week. India is one of the few countries that have reported very high numbers of daily testing. The daily testing capacity has now crossed 11.7 lakh. India's cumulative tests are nearly at 5 crore as on date. Now, 7,20,362 tests were conducted in the last 24 hours alone. As a result of the countrywide ramped up testing, 1 crore 33 lakh tests have been conducted in the last 2 weeks alone. In the wake of the COVID-19 outbreak in India, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has announced the Pradhan Mantri Garib Kalyan scheme on March 26 to help the poor affected by the pandemic. Under the scheme, 1.7 lakh crore rupees worth of cash transfers were supposed to be made to the poor, women and senior citizens. The Government of India also announced free food grains would be provided under the scheme, that is 5 kilos per person. Moving on, budget carrier Go Air has now operated over 200 charter flights from Saudi Arabia to various domestic airports as part of the repatriation efforts and has flown more than 37,000 passengers between June 10 and September 4. The Wadia Group promoted private carrier has commenced the repatriation flights as of June 10th and gradually ramped it up the operations as well with the combination of Vande Bharat mission flights and the private international carriers. The Wadia Group promoted private carrier had commenced the repatriation flights on June 10 and gradually ramped it up all the operations with a combination of Vande Bharat mission flights and the private international charters. Now, India has conducted more than 5 crore cumulative tests for the detection of COVID-19 so far. Of these, 10,98,000 tests were conducted in the last 24 hours, and that's as per the ICMR. The COVID-19 testing per million have also witnessed a rise from 6,396 as of July 1st to 36,703 as of date, as per the Union Health Ministry. Aggressive and widespread testing has now essayed an important role in India's fight against the COVID-19 pandemic, and that's what the ministry believes. With that, let's now move on to all the updates from around the world now. Chinese President Xi Jinping has said as of today that China has acted in an open and transparent manner on the COVID-19 outbreak and that it had taken concrete efforts that helped save tens of millions of lives around the world during the pandemic. Xi, speaking at a ceremony honoring role models during the country's fight against the disease, said China is the first major economy to return to growth during the pandemic. That's a fact, he said, demonstrates the country's strong abilities and vitality. Moving on, a British government minister has said today that a rise in the number of COVID-19 cases in the country was concerning, that he called people to follow health guidance on risk, tougher restrictions in the coming months. He said there's a big burden on all of us now to follow the guidance as closely as we can, or else we do risk greater restrictions later this year. That's what the Housing Minister, Robert Jenrick, has told Sky News Television. Other top government officials have also expressed concerns about the rise in the number of COVID-19 cases in the recent days. Moving on, according to an app-based COVID-19 symptom study conducted by a professor at King's College London, around 60,000 people in the UK have been struggling with the long COVID-19 for over 3 months. This is due to the lack of care and treatment of the debilitating symptoms of the virus, as per The Guardian. Hong Kong will now expand the size of public gatherings to 4 people and reopen more sports venues from Friday as the Asian financial hub relaxes strict curbs against the third wave of the COVID-19 disease. The measures come as new daily cases have now dropped into single digits from 3 figures. Last week, gyms and massage parlors reopened and nighttime dining hours were also extended. Restaurants will now be allowed to seat 4 people, up from 2 right now, while indoor and outdoor recreation spaces will reopen, and that is what Sophia Shan, who is the city's health secretary, has reported. A leading French epidemiologist has now warned that if the number of COVID-19 cases continue at the current rate, France could face a critical situation in several areas by December. Well, with that, it's a wrap here. Many thanks for joining in this edition of the podcast. But before I wrap up, you can now be a smart investor with Money Control Pro. Do not miss out on this last chance to get the sharpest opinions, expert analysis, actionable insights and much more only at 1 rupee per day. You can claim exclusive benefits worth 15,000 rupees with the code FREEDOM365. Visit the website or the app to learn more.